Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Scott Pressler is an amazing person. After reading stats after the 2020 election about how many conservatives and Republicans, gun owners, Christians in the state of Pennsylvania weren't registered to vote, he decided to flip the state red. Personally, just some guy in a beat-up truck. So he drove there. And in the beginning, a lot of the registration he did himself. He went viral online, people sent him money, and eventually, well, he got there. With some help in the final stretch from Elon Musk, who did his own registration operation. Between the two of them, a miracle. Before the 2024 election, Pennsylvania flipped red. Understand when they started? By registration, Democrats were number one, number two, unaffiliated, and then number three, Republican. It was a critical victory because it showed it could be done. Remember the time Ronna Romney McDaniel was frittering away millions of dollars on nobody's really exactly sure what? At one point, it was revealed right before Trump kicked her out at the RNC, the operation that was actually supposed to be doing registration, that she had spent more on flower arrangements sent to donors than updating the voter files. Yeah. Ronna Romney McDaniel, of course, is the niece of Mitt Romney. So you understand she's uniparty. The goal is to lose gracefully. Well, not actually trying. Scott Pressler said, to hell with that. Well, he became kind of famous. And after the election, he decided he was going to flip another state red. But he hasn't gotten around to that because he spent the last 55 damn days standing outside of Republican leader John Thune's office. He shows up every day, photographs himself, and records a new message. Another day, he always notes that the SAVE Act hasn't passed. He has plans to leave Washington briefly twice in March for the rallies in John Thune's home state that he has scheduled to mock him. for blocking the SAVE Act for 300 days. He actually put a post up the other day saying, "Have I wasted all of the years of my young life registering Republicans when they act like this?" Here's what I posted. No, about 15% of the Republican Party that's left on the Hill was recruited by Karl Rove and came in the Bush era. They're hardcore open borders sovereignty deniers, globalist monsters. And unfortunately, they're old. So they've been around for a while. Most of them, like John Thune, Mitch McConnell, are in leadership positions now. Even though, like McConnell, they're almost dead. This is the last gasp of a desperate open borders globalist uniparty that knows that the Democrats need voter fraud to win. The House, to its credit, has passed the SAVE Act twice now. An early, softer version and a hardcore one that just passed a couple weeks ago. And it's still being blocked by Mitch McConnell's corpse. The new play is for McConnell to bottle it up in his committee, not giving it a hearing. That way, evil Bush-recruited globalist senators like Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, and John Thune can gasp, clutch their pearls, and say how they very much wanted to vote for the SAVE Act, which they've all co-sponsored, but looks like old Mitch isn't letting it out of committee. Well, it turns out Mitch McConnell couldn't find the committee room if he tried. It's actually his chief of staff doing the blocking. Here's Republican Tim Burchett laying out the game. He's a Republican member of the House, and he's had it.
He's blocking the SAVE Act. As you know, he's a lot like Joe Biden was in his last few days in office. His cognizant level is diminishing daily. You know, this thing ain't supposed to be some retirement village. It's supposed to be the United States Congress, and it is wrong. You've got staffers that are running this thing, and that's what's going on in Washington. You've got these staffers, again, that are too close to the lobbyists, and they're running the show, and it needs to stop. I've called it out to our leadership, and they do nothing about it, but this is where we're at. The SAVE Act is stopped because Mitch McConnell, and he's got a staffer that's running his show. Not him. It's a pitiful state. You need to get a hold of our leadership and let them know this cannot continue. It cannot continue.
Now, don't let this make you mad, folks. This is the last dying gasp of the uniparty. Since Democrats can't get enough votes on their own, they're reliant on compromise monkeys in the Republican Party. But never in their lives, never actually in recorded human history, have human beings in the uniparty or any other party ever been subjected to an online blistering like this. John Thune is the most hated man on the internet. Some version of his name trends every day on X, which is saying something since it's the world's largest news app. They used to mock us, laugh at us, and ignore us. He can't. At first he tried. Eventually he had to do a press conference saying he supported the SAVE Act. And then when that wasn't enough, he co-sponsored it. But he wasn't fooling anyone. Because people on our side, they're really educated now. See, what he and McConnell, or McConnell's corpse, are doing is leaving a very fake operational rule that's only been around, really enforced for a little more than a decade, in place. It's called the lazy filibuster, where you don't actually have to stand up and talk and there's no limits on your speech. So we did it the way the founders did it. These senators would have to talk till they drop. Too many of them wear Depends. They can't do it. They can't filibuster this. All they have to do is return to the ways that the founders did it in the past, or just do away with the filibuster for the purpose of this vote. Because thanks to the blistering pressure applied by X, we have the votes to pass the SAVE Act. Folks, understand why this is so important. The uniparty does. There's the part you've heard about, that you have to prove your citizenship to register to vote. That'll do wonders for winnowing down the Democrat Party's registration. You have to show photo ID to vote. That'll help cut down on the fraud too. Those two provisions alone would probably save the Republic. But the nuclear bomb in the SAFE Act is the one that says that all states have to turn their voter rolls over for inspection to the federal government so it can be run against databases. Mitch McConnell's corpse, his chief of staff, and John Thune, the whole Bush cabal, the Uniparty know the Democrat Party won't survive this. That's why 24 states are currently defying Donald Trump. He's suing them for their internal voter rolls. Now, you can get the external voter rolls all he wants. You pay like $50 in most states, they'll give them to you. But the internal ones are the ones that come with the Social Security numbers. Unfortunately, right now, there's nothing in federal law that forces them to turn them over, and Trump's already lost three cases against the Democrats, and time is ticking. The other amazing part of the SAVE Act is it forces them to remove ghost voters, dead voters, and not real voters from the rolls immediately. In other words, in time for the midterms. Let me give you an idea of what they might find.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When Donald Trump sued various states trying to get them to throw out their electors, for his court case, the Trump team hired an independent contractor, a voter roll analysis firm. Now, they didn't have the internal rolls. They had the publicly available ones. They ran those against the federal databases. In Georgia alone, here's what they found. 10,000 dead voters who cast votes, 15,700 ghost voters. These are not real people. They don't actually exist. They've just been registered. There might be 120 people living in a field, another 300 people registered at a gas station. You know how it goes. As well as 66,000 people under the age of 18 who illegally cast votes. Now I'm looking at this. I doubt very much they illegally cast votes. Democrat Party voted for them. You get those internal voter rolls because the SAVE Act passed and Katie bar the door. We will have every one of their names and their voting history by noon. It would be catastrophic for the Democrat Party and especially the Uniparty. Or how about in a place like Nevada, where 42,284 people who were registered twice voted, i.e. double voters. But since the 2020 election, it's gotten, oh, so much worse than that. Remember this from last year? This is a Fox Business report. What he's describing here is how when you turn yourself in at the border, about 5 months later, you would receive in the mail, even though you don't have, did not present so much as an ID, your work authorization. Soon after it, your Social Security number would arrive. Wait. They're illegal immigrants. How do they have a Social Security number? They shouldn't. It's illegal for them to have one. Keep in mind as you listen to this, that Social Security number makes them absolutely indistinguishable from the rest of us on the voter rolls. And that's how the Democrats like it.
Immigration gave a work authorization document to illegals just 5 months after they filed for asylum. That document allowed them to work while they waited to hear whether their asylum request had been accepted or denied. So,
wait, asylum? That sounds official, like they belong here. It's not. Every illegal who crossed that border just about applied for asylum.
They could work as an illegal knowing it would take years before their case was heard. The Immigration Department mailed them a Social Security number. No interview, no proof of identity. Just put it in the mail. Here's your number. In 2021, DOGE says 270,000 new aliens were issued Social Security numbers, 590,000 in 2022, 964,000 in 2023, and 2.1 million in 24, right before Biden left office. DOGE also discovered that 1.3 million aliens are now receiving Medicaid. Millions received driver's licenses. Some registered to vote, and DOGE says some actually did vote. Try and square that against Democrat claims that Musk is destroying Social Security and cutting Medicaid. He's not destroying. He's weeding out people who don't qualify. Who is really guilty of misinformation in this case? It is not Elon Musk.
You see some of the crazy stuff, like where money from FEMA, you know, which is meant, FEMA is an agency that's meant to take care of Americans in distress. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of their money was being sent to pay for luxury hotels in New York for illegal immigrants. And that was happening even after the president was elected, even after he signed an executive order saying that needs to stop. So we actually made sure that that money did stop going, because it's obviously it's outrageous that American taxpayer money is spent on luxury hotels for illegals. But you have to say, like, why was that being done? It was because the Democrats are trying to import voters, basically.
Yes.
That was obviously last year. And remember, the Democrats went so wild, by the end of it, they were burning down Tesla dealerships. This is the Trump administration coming at this problem a different way. Now, remember the big push? Because of COVID, and then for no reason in particular, we all had to vote by mail. Why is that? Because your average illegal immigrant doesn't give a damn. They're not going to vote, risk being prosecuted. The Democrats needed to vote for them. And of course, they had a handy list of every illegal they'd given a Social Security number to. If you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you also remember at the time Joe Biden did something no other president had ever done. He barred states from running their voter rolls against the federal databases. You used to be able to just call up and do it. Now, he couldn't by law completely stop them, so he made them look up one name at a time by executive order. If we can ram this SAVE Act through, folks, it'll be one of these psychologically devastating situations. But one more clip, you're going to hear me play it a lot, that really lays out the size of the problem here. This from Florida conservative Republican Congressmember Kat Kamick.
19 states currently issue driver's licenses to non-citizens. Of those 19 states, 15 do automatic voter registration when you get your driver's license. So you can see where this has become a serious place for fraud. And we know from years of watching this happen in North Carolina, Virginia, California, Illinois, New York, we have countless examples of thousands and thousands of non-citizens voting, which is problematic, particularly when you have such tight margins here in the House. And I serve with colleagues who won their race by 6 votes, 29 votes, 800 votes. Every vote matters, but it has to be cast legally. And people need to know going into the ballot box that it is going to be a valid vote and they're not going to be canceled out by somebody who shouldn't have been here in the first place.
So tonight at the State of the Union, Democrat women are wearing white, the color of suffragettes, to protest the attack on women's right to vote. What they mean is illegal immigrant women's right to vote. Well, really, Democrats' right to vote for them, fraudulently. And the female ghost voters who aren't real. But keep your eye on this, folks, because if we can win this one, if we can bend them to our will using nothing more than free speech in the app X, the Uniparty's days are numbered. And Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell's corpse, George W. Bush and the open borders lobby can all pound sand. Because looky here, I'm looking at what's trending at the top of X right now. Pressure builds on Thune to pass Save America Act for voter ID. Number two, something else. Number three, trending thing, Burchett accuses McConnell staff of blocking Save Act. And the fourth thing is basically a challenge for Mitch McConnell to actually show up to a meeting of his own committee where he's blocking the new bill. I'm not convinced at this point he could find the committee room or actually walk there without falling down. This has largely happened because Scott Pressler spends his days not registering Republican voters, but standing outside John Thune's office, trying to catch him coming and going and humiliating him with posts that get millions of hits. This is a true people's revolution. We just have to do that violently. But thanks to X, for the first time in human history, we're doing it another way. That's why Susan Rice and Obama are promising to put Elon Musk and the other social media tech titans in prison as soon as they get power, which they won't if this passes. It's like I tell you all the time, folks, we are the majority party. We need to begin to act like it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.